Let's talk about the fact that I don't always practice what I preach, and I haven't been going live as much as I should.
You are listening to Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.Live, broadcasting from sunny Southern California. This is the place where the most talented online live video personalities and marketers share what works for them as live video becomes the most effective megaphone to the world man has ever known. Without further ado, here is your host, Todd.Live.
Yes. I often preach, as you know, that you go live as often as you can. And it's not always practiced on my end, despite the fact that I preach it. Look, I was on the phone with a client today, and we were talking about, you know, client relations and working with clients and advising clients on things they needed to do. And this client of mine is in a different industry than me, and she was telling me that she oftentimes is telling her clients they need to do certain things that she knows she doesn't do. It would help her business if she did these things, and she doesn't do them because she doesn't have time, yet she's telling other people to do them. And it happens, folks. You know, I knew a guy that was big into fishing. He loved fishing. He went fishing all the time. Any chance he got, he went fishing. He grew up going fishing. Him and his father, everything, his whole life was fishing. And he thought to himself, well, hell, I need to open a store where I can help people with their fishing supplies and tell stories and help people based on my experiences, and I'll know what to buy and what not to buy, what works, what doesn't. So he opened his store, and guess what happened? He never went fishing again. He was too busy with the store. Now, if he had become an attorney or an accountant or a real estate agent, he'd go fishing all the time. But he became consumed with his business, and he never broke away from it. And that happens, folks. That can happen to people very easily. And, you know, I can get consumed into researching live video and telling other people about the importance of going live and explaining to people everything about live and this and that and this and that in podcast and whatever. But a lot of times it means I go live less. And it, you know, you would think though that I would realize that going live is the best way to get that message out. But there's not always time to go live. Today I have been working my butt off since I got out of bed. No pity parties. I'm not griping. I'm just saying, I've worked my butt off. I have had things to do today like you wouldn't believe. And it's going to go into the night. And I really haven't had time to do a live video today. And it's on my list of things to do today to at least go live on Instagram Live. Now, yesterday I had a better day as far as the way my schedule worked, allowing me to go live. Yesterday I went live on Instagram for about 15 minutes, and I went live on Facebook of all places, because I went live on my Facebook Todd.Live page when I was out at the Great Park in Irvine, California last night waiting on my son who was having a baseball lesson. It seemed like the right time to try a Facebook Live, see what happens, see if anybody would show up. I intend to go live on February 12th on YouTube with a show that I've created called Tube Smart. And I don't have LinkedIn Live yet, but I've been doing broadcasts. I've been recording broadcasts with other creators and chopping those up and getting them onto LinkedIn. So they're not live, but I've been getting the work done and getting it out there. But I'm making a real effort this year. But it is easy to, despite all the preaching, slack off, or maybe not slack off, but be diverted or substantially diverted from going live. And look, folks, no matter what you do online, the spoils go to those who are consistent. The spoils go to those who are there as much as possible. You know, I was reading a Facebook post or a link, I think it was LinkedIn post, where somebody asked something about podcasting, how often is often enough? And a number of people said daily. And I believe that with podcasting as much as I believe that the sun is going to rise in the east tomorrow morning. I think that podcasts that aren't daily are dead. Now, I know that's not completely true. There's plenty of podcasts that are weekly, bi-weekly, whatever, that have a huge audience. But I think that if you're starting out in 2019, that you're going to do a podcast every day. At least for a good long while, if not forever, until the podcast is over with. And the reason is because of Instagram stories and Snapchat and Facebook stories and that sort of thing. People are getting accustomed to short form, high quality, not edited content. And I think if you can do that with video, you can do that with audio. Some of the old podcast guys will be like, no. You've got to edit. Edit. It's got to be perfect. It's got to be beautiful. Your show notes have to be like a big giant fucking report. No, not in 2019. You might grow faster if you can do that, but you can't do that daily. It's too much work to do that daily. If you're going to do daily, you just focus on the audio and marketing the audio, getting it on Twitter, making sure people see it wherever they can see it. You don't have time to write 3 pages worth of show notes full of all the keywords and full of all the hot links and full of this and full of... There's no time for that. Okay? It's about get... Nobody reads that anyway. It's good for SEO, but more and more, how important is that? If people are going to video and audio and reading less. I know my show would probably be 5 times bigger if I spent a month and a year writing show notes, but I'm not going to do it because I don't see the value in it when I'm kicking out an episode every day on 2 podcasts. And I may be, now that I'm finally moved over, folks, this is a total aside. I'm going to close out with this. I am recording this on April 3rd. This is the first day here on April 13th where I reference the day it's accurate over since April 1st. Because I recorded a bunch of videos thinking that it transitioned to Simplecast from Libsyn. The hosting company for my podcast was Libsyn. It's now Simplecast. And I thought that it would be something that would happen in a flash. Well, it took 3 days to migrate. In fact, it is now, it is now 3:16 on April 3rd, 3:16 p.m. And within a half hour ago, I finished the migration and sent up a test podcast into Simplecast to make sure that it was publishing to iTunes and wherever else. So, and I know I just now looked on iTunes to determine that my 56-second test podcast showed up from Simplecast to iTunes, and it is a success. So I know that this has worked. And from here on out, the dates will be accurate. If you've been listening, like you might have listened on April 7th, and I maybe had referred to the fact that you were listening to it on April 5th, and that was incorrect. That's because I thought that we were going to have a very seamless transition to Simplecast. It wasn't as seamless as I thought it would be, and that's not anything to do with Simplecast. That had everything to do with how my podcasts were set up and some other external factors. But we're good to go now. So anyway, that's why, I'm trying to go live more. I'm making a real effort. I want to be everywhere. Clients are coming through the doors. I can even get more clients, be more choosy over clients. I can be more choosy over the price that I charge, all sorts of things. My email list can grow. I just need to be more places. I need to get my message out more places. I know that. And that's in the works, folks. Hey, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks so much for listening to Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.Live. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit www.todd.live and on facebook.com/todd.livepage. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and subscribe. And we'll catch you next time on Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.Live.